From Block Club Chicago, let's check in with Seamus Toomey for some extremely local news, starting with Savor Lincoln Park. Tell us about this, Seamus.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Absolutely. We like to shine a spotlight on the businesses around the city, especially, you know, the ones that are really struggling to make it through the past year. This is the Lincoln Park Food Festival that is normally a one-night event just to support local members of the Lincoln Park restaurant community. This year, they're going to spread it out over two full weeks, and they're going to have a whole variety of to-go, take-home kits, pre-made meals, everything like that. So it's called Savor Lincoln Park. There's details of all of the specials and the restaurants at blockclubchicago.org, and really just rounding up places and getting people excited about patronizing their local businesses. Places like the Fat Shallot, which is a place I've been before, and Geha's Fondue, which I am fascinated about the at-home fondue experience, how that will work out. But it sounds like fun. It's called Savor Lincoln Park, and it starts on Monday, and it runs through May 2nd.
I'm fascinated by Geha's still being open. They've been around since the 70s, haven't they?
Yeah, that place is a real Chicago treasure. I always you walk out of there smelling a little bit like fondue.
Yeah, go downstairs. That was a great date place. Now let's talk about what's happening on the west side with this elementary school that's going to be a community health hub.
Right. The concept is to meet students and their families where they are, and in one important place is at school. So this is in the North Lawndale community. It's called Herzl Elementary School at 3711 West Douglas. And what they're going to do is they're going to put a full-service health clinic on the third floor of this elementary school that's going to be open to all the students and their family members. And it's going to take a couple of years to get all of the services in, but it's really going to be wraparound services. They're going to do primary care, immunizations, vision, dental, but they'll also have mental health services. They'll have social workers on hand. And really, you know, if the kids or their parents or family members need anything, they can go to the school, meet with folks that, you know, hopefully everyone will get to know each other. There's going to be a nurse practitioner right in the first round, and you know, they're really pushing to get people in there, get healthier. They're going to open a GED program for parents as well. So it's called the Cluster of Care Hub inside Herzl Elementary School. And we've talked about this before, but there's a group called Westside United. That's a combination of nonprofits on the west side, as well as all of the hospitals on the west side that contribute to this fund, really trying to improve overall health in the west side neighborhoods.
And finally, we have a nice story about kids soccer, don't we?
Rogers Park, a group of kids. I love the story. It's really about the community rallying to help and step up to help some kids. Kids at Gale Elementary, which has no sports programs. Gale Elementary is the one little pocket of Chicago that's north of Howard Street, right along the lake. And some of these 7th and 8th graders had told one of their teachers, hey, we really want to be part of a soccer team, but, you know, school doesn't have one. Any idea what to do? The teacher, Mimi Kelso Grant, really stepped up, and she said, what can I do to place these kids in a soccer league? So she rounded up a bunch of local restaurants, as well as some nonprofits, to start an organizing drive. She got a Northside Soccer League. We'll give them credit here. Northside Chicago Youth Soccer Organization is going to donate scholarships for 14 players, but they needed more than that. They needed cleats, they needed balls, they needed some insurance. So she set up a GoFundMe to help, and everyone's been spreading the word about it. They're hoping to get $2,000, but word got out. People heard about these kids wanting to get involved in soccer, and they're up to $11,000 right now. So, you know, five times the goal. They're going to use it to expand the program, get more kids from the neighborhood into these leagues. So all the details are at Block Club Chicago. And if anyone's interested in the GoFundMe, it is still open. And the more that comes in, the more kids that can play in the soccer league this summer.
That's great. And before we let you go, Seamus, maybe you could get the Extremely Local News investigative department on this story. I am baffled by some construction that's going on Stetson. West side of Stetson, between Lake and South Water, on the backside of a building that fronts Michigan Avenue, they're constructing something they've been working on for a long time. Can you find out what that is? I don't know what they're doing, but it's on this building that's between Lake and South Water on the west side of Stetson. And it looks like they're putting some sort of addition to the building or something, but I'm just curious about that.
I know precisely what you're talking about. This is like the vacant hole where I think there should have been one more Illinois Center, but it looks like they ran out of money, so it's just a big open pit.
Right, that's it. Yeah, right there. Yep.
I think it's a plaza for the overall center to get more people outside, but our offices are right down there, and if we ever go back to our offices, and I will soon to get this, I'll knock on the construction trailer and get you some blueprints.
Yeah, please do. Yeah, I was thinking that much has been made of the fact that when people do go back to work, there are going to be a lot of changes at the office, and some of these buildings are trying to get more plazas or open space or decks, and maybe that construction is about that. I don't know, but I'm sure you'll find out.
I'll find out for you, Bob. I promise.
Thanks, Seamus. Talk to you tomorrow.